Let's go. Which is coming slide? Okay. Right. So freedom. You see, I told you we'll be talking about the Asams of Devata, the deities. We have earlier already talked about Mahavidya. Right? And we have talked about the avatars. Freedom asked a very good question to me. Very good question. How are the avatars really, really inspiring you for work? Could you explain that slightly more? Because we need to understand how we can help people or how we can help ourselves with inspiration. Because inspiration is such an important thing. Let me tell you. If you read the Ramayana, what was Hanuman's personal... Was there anything personal about what Hanuman has done in there? What did he get personally? Did he get the kingship of any area? No. Did he become a... Did he get a personal wealth or something? No. He went and fought the battle. He went and got Sita back. He got the chariot to take Ram back. All that he did, what did he personally get out of it?
He
registered
more Ram.
That's my point. So, inspiration is that which helps you to become a karma yogi. True inspiration is that which helps you to become a karma yogi. You don't look at what you will get out of it or what you won't get out of it. If you get something, consequentially, it's fine. If you don't get, it's okay, it's fine. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. The work alone matters. To understand karma yoga, please read the Bhagavad Gita more. You need to read the Bhagavad Gita seriously to understand karma yoga. And there Krishna explains, among warriors, I am Ram. Among the priests, I am Brihaspati. This is a beautiful shloka in which he explains that. And when he explains that, what is he trying to say? That these are the avatars who will inspire you for that kind of karma. So if you have to go to war, you need the name of Ram on your lips so that when you are fighting one on the right side of dharma. Two, you are fighting for a just cause. Three, you are not fighting for an emotional purpose or for getting something out of it. If you have to fight, then you must fight like a soldier fighting to do his duty, that's all. There must be no enemies. There are no enemies. There are no enemies in battle also. You are merely doing your duty. It's very tough. Like that, when you come to something like, let's say, Jyotish learning or Jyotish teaching has to be a Jupiter function. It's a function of Brihaspati. Because Jyotish is a Vedanga. It's one of the six limbs of the Veda. So if you are involved in any of the six karmas related to the Vedas, what are the six parts of the Veda? Kalpa, which has to do with karma kanda, like performing pujas, performing marriages, performing things like that. The teacher is Jupiter, Brihaspati. Okay? If you are teaching grammar, then again it is Jupiter. Nirukta, philosophies, it's also Jupiter. So for any of the six angas of the Veda, Brihaspati or Jupiter, it has to be a Jupiter form that must inspire you. Jupiter is the important planet that you must seek in your detailed chart. Unless Jupiter is very, very well placed in your Dashamsha, I don't think you can be a very good Jyotish teacher or one such thing. So, if you are learning Jyotish for personal use, for understanding the truth of life, that is one thing. But to use it as a teacher, to become a teacher of Jyotish, Brihaspati must be well placed in your detail. Brihaspati must be strong, Jupiter must be strong. And Vamana Deva inspires. Shri Vamana inspires you. In fact, Sri Vamana inspires you in the path of moksha. There are other avatars of Jupiter who will inspire you for other things. Okay, Did I make my point clear? The inspiration is to push you on to achieve that without any selfish purpose, to go beyond your human limitations, to go to such a level where pain and suffering and everything have no meaning. You can set everything aside and actually go to what Maslow would call the level of self-actualization. Abraham Maslow, he really talked about that. So that's one. Anyway, here, what our ancients have done is, they have taken different areas of work and divided that into 10 parts. So whenever there a person asks you about any career, you should be able to fix the main direction. Okay? Let us try this exercise. Politics. You have to tell me a planet. One planet for it. So you are allowed to tell me 9 planets and Lagna. Lagna is also an option. Lagna, basically, keep in mind, is pure intelligence. Let's say something like, okay, you said was sun was politics. Okay.
But why not Rahu?
Rahu is machinations, but not really governance. Governance is different from political machinations to pull somebody else down. So when you say sun and Rahu go hand in hand. See that? Sun is more to do with governing. Sun means a person who is already in power. Rahu is he who is trying to get to power by pulling somebody else down. And he cannot come to power unless somebody else is eclipsed. Unless the present incumbent leaves, how can you go there? It's all about replacing somebody by eclipsing him, pulling him out, and then you go there. That's why Rahu and the sun go hand in hand in politics. The sun is the beginning of Rajyugas, Rahu is the end of the Rajyugas for the individual. Okay? If you are not good at ending other people's Rajyugas, you can't have your own Rajyuga. That's what politics is all about. But the Skaraka is the sun. That is the goal. The goal is Surya. Okay. Hotel.
Moons.
Good. Cooking. Moon. Food. Moon has to do with food. Okay. Let's say boxing.
Mars.
Okay. Wrestling.
Mars.
Okay. Teaching.
Jupiter.
Writing.
Mercury.
Good. So, broadly, all you have to do is to have one word for the career and you can choose among the 10 directions. Right? When I say something like research, there are two types of research. There are two types of research. Tell me, when you do research, what is the most important thing in the research? Is it gathering information or is it using your brains?
It's not just gathering, it's gathering.
Is it? Calmly think of what I'm talking.
Because it depends on how you use your brains, what you're researching into, the direction your research is going to take.
Rahu is all about gathering information or delving into the unknown. Rahu simply means delving into unknown. But that is not really research. Real research means using your brains. And that is Lagna. So when we talk of people doing research or having the capability of research, check whether they have that much of intelligence to do it. Researchers are totally taken on the basis of their brains. I mean, Einstein was Einstein because of his brain, not because of any information anybody gave him. Those researchers who get information from here, there, put it together and present a paper, are not researchers. All that information which is already available, but apart, is not research. Research means getting all that information all right, seeing it, but going into your own brain and finding that which is nowhere there. E is equal to mc square. Where was it before him? Do you see what I'm trying to say? It's all about Lagna. The brains. And the devata for that is Brahma. But Brahma is not worshipped. Therefore, the deity, he is worshipped in the Vedas as Brahmanaspati. And Brahmanaspati, the full name is Brahmana. Brahmana? Brahmana? You know Brahmana? So from Brahmana, you get the word Brahmanaspati. That means the Lord of the Brahmanas. And when you say it fast, it becomes Brihaspati. So the correct way, when we use the word Brahma, the correct name that has to be used in your mantra is Brihaspati. When you take the name Brihaspati, it is all about intelligence. And he who has the intelligence is fit for research. He who does not have the intelligence is not fit for research. Now this Brihaspati is not like the Jupiter or Guru. There is difference between the Brahmanaspati and the Guru. Guru is more the planet Jupiter. Whereas Brahmanaspati is more Lagna, more intelligence. Are you able to understand a very subtle difference that I am talking over? Because Jupiter is the Karaka for the Lagna Lord, therefore there is a mingling of the energies of Lagna and Jupiter. Because Jupiter is the most intelligent of all the planets. That is why. Okay, so you understood that difference of... Now, so research is all about going down, deeper and deeper and deeper into something. Reverse of that is intuition. Intuition is going upwards. In intuition, there is no logic. The brain is not logically working. The brain is just setting out some kind of waves or is able to catch some kind of a wave. It's more like a radio, you know, which is reading the signals from outer space. That is intuition. Intuition is all about getting... See, Lagna and Ketu are opposites. Intelligence means application of logical working of the brain. Wise working of the brain. Logically deciphering something. Intuition is exactly the opposite. It's not using your brain at all. But allowing the supreme intelligence around you to work. One is Lagna, one is Ketu. Lagna and Ketu are opposites. Pardon? So when Ketu is in the Lagna, there's a switch between the two. Sometimes you actually are using your brains. Sometimes you behave in a complete headless manner. People will think, what the hell, can't you understand simple logic? Why are you doing this? Nobody will understand why you are doing something work that you are doing. Right? And that is what Ketu is all about. It is not that you are doing bad, but that something is coming from there in the air that you are picking up, which is causing you to do things. That's about Ketu in Lagna. Because then the Lagna, the intelligence, is getting cut out by Ketu. There are two situations. One is Ketu in Lagna, which is not bad. Only sometimes you don't use your head logically. Worse is when the Lagna Lord is with Ketu. When the Lagna Lord conjoins Ketu, that is more dangerous. In the Rashi chart, if the Lagna Lord conjoins Ketu and it is a Rajasic planet, Ketu doesn't like Rajas. Ketu hates Rajas. Let's say Lagna Lord is Mercury or Lagna Lord is Venus and it goes and conjoins Ketu, then Ketu can badly damage the Lagna Lord. Do you see the point? Then a Jupiter can come to your rescue and help you. Because only Jupiter can control that Ketu. Okay, now that is about directions, you see. So each of these directions of karma have a certain directions. We have the 8 plane directions, one vertical down and one vertical up. So there are totally 10 directions. You know the lords of the directions, planets and directions? Sun?
Indra.
Direction?
Oh, east.
East. Venus? Fast. People have really overeaten today. His voice is only poor Ajaya is saying things. Let's start like, come on. Venus, direction? Southeast. Mars?
South.
Rahu?
Southwest.
Good. Saturn?
West.
Good. And Moon? Mercury? Jupiter? Northeast. Ketu? Vertical up. Vertical up. Lagna? Vertical down. Right? Ketu is moksha karaka, means you are going up to heaven. Lagna means you are taking birth on earth, coming down. Lagna is all about coming down, not going up. Am I clear on that? You have got a lagna, that means you have been born on earth. You came down. You didn't go up, you didn't get moksha. Okay. The Dikpala, or also called Dikpala, is the administrator or devata of a direction, of work. And the fruits of karma, success in a work, is given by the Shakti of the Dikpala, or also called Dikvadhu in the Shiva Tandava Stotra. That means the Shakti decides when to give you the fruits. Each of these Dikpalas have Shaktis with them. But these Shaktis in turn worship the Mahavidyas. That is why the Dikpalas married them in the first place. Let us say Indra. Indra is the lord of eastern direction. He rules politics. Whoever Indra will bless will become the king of the land. If Indra decides, okay, I bless Hillary Clinton, so Hillary is going to be your next president then. As simple as that. Whoever Indra is blessing is going to be the next king. But this power to bless, by which the fruits will come to that person, is given by the Shakti of Indra, that is Sachi Devi. His wife is called Sachi. She gives this fruit. She carries the fruit in a bowl. So the person who carries the fruit in a bowl is Sachi Devi. But the one who gave the fruit in the first place, which could be put in the bowl, is the Mahavidya. Do you get my point? Do you see the interconnections? There is one who says, okay, Hillary Clinton has better. She should be made the president. I bless her to be the president. That is Indra. The moment he blesses her to be the president, the one who goes with a bowl of fruits to her is his wife, Sachi. Please, this is a bowl of fruits. Take it. So, she takes it and then she goes to become the president. Now, that bowl of fruits came from somewhere else. That came from the Mahavidya. So, Mahavidya is the one who gave the bowl of fruits in the hand of Sachi Devi. That is, which Mahavidya in this case? Matangi. Yeah.
But this is not just true for US, but for all over the world. Why does Indra and Matangi bless people who are not honest and corrupt?
Indra himself was not very honest, was he? It's all about Raj Yogas, you know. That direction is like that. The more it is dependent upon the consciousness of the world. If the whole world is in darkness, there is a beautiful saying in Hindi, na? What does it say? Andher Nagri Chopat Raja. What does that mean? Andher Nagri Chopat Raja. Andher means darkness, Nagri, the city. Chopat means useless, debauch, gonkis, Raja, king. So if the whole city is in darkness, ignorance. If ignorance is the name of the game, then your king will be like that. Don't blame the king. The darkness came on the city in the first place. If the consciousness of a place goes up, your king will be like that. You want Ram to rule. Someone was telling, we need Ram Rajya in India. I said, if you want Ram to come and rule India, you first make India capable of having Ram. You know, you are trying to put the cart before the horse. First, get it ready. Then only he will come. It is interconnected. It's like preparing a ground before you play the game. Get the idea? So that is what Matangi Shakti is all about. But then preparing the ground is the inspiration. Preparing the ground is the inspiration, that is the avatar. When you take the name of the avatar, you prepare the ground. The Shakti is always ready with the fruit. She will give it the moment it is ready. So what can you do? You need to prepare ground. Once you have prepared the ground, then go for the work, get the Mahavidya, then you will have the success. Am I being understood? Better? Good. Success is obstructed by the 8 kalas of the Kala Chakra. And it is only through effort and time that the obstruction is removed. Now, this is something we will see in the next slide. How does this happen? How does this whole thing work? Right, you see this? Here we have these outer petals, the red colors are the objectives. Let us say somebody wants to become, let us say, a teacher of Jyotish. Let us say I want to become a teacher of Jyotish. So which that is the northeastern. Do you see that northeast over there? Jupiter written over there? So planet Jupiter has to be studied in the D10 chart. You have to study Jupiter in the D10 chart to see whether I can become a good Jyotish teacher or not, whether I can teach Vedanga or not. Okay? Next. Do you see this inside? This is called the Kalagraha. The blue lotus. Now, in that same direction, which planet do you see over there?
Rahu.
So you need to study Rahu in the D10 chart to find out from where I will have problems, how the problems will come, how the obstructions will come. So two factors you must see all the time. The direction that I am taking and the obstruction that is coming on the way. Okay? Every kind of a healing art, every kind of healing is seen from the direction of the moon. You want to become a doctor, you want to heal somebody, you want to cure somebody, you want to be a psychiatrist. What is a psychiatrist? Psychiatrist is somebody who heals the mind. Whether you want to heal mind, you want to heal, every kind of healing comes from the moon. Who is the obstruction to that? Saturn. The obstruction is the giver of disease. So Saturn and the moon are always opposed in this matter. Saturn, moon says good health for everybody, I will cure everybody. Saturn says I will make everybody diseased and lame. Do you see the opposite? So in the D10 chart, look at the moon and look at Saturn to decide whether this person can really heal somebody or not. Right. The sun is the one that obstructs itself. So when we say sun over here, that means the same sun which you are seeing in the D10 chart can obstruct himself. So how do we see that? We see the point of the sun as the giver of your Rajyogas. And the seventh from the sun as the end of the Rajyoga. It's like sunrise and sunset. So the sun himself will decide the rise and the sun himself is going to decide the set. But basically what does this mean in real life? One king is being replaced by another king. It is not somebody else who is obstructing the governorship. It is his own impurity that has caused him to go. If he can be Ram, he will rule forever. Why does the king need to be changed? Why must the president be changed? The president can govern the country forever. Why do you need to change the president? Because the president is not Ram. If the president was Ram, there is no need to change him. It's all a question of that purity in the energy. Let me tell you. You know, various corruption can be of various types. power corrupts absolutely. Keep that in mind. There is nothing that can corrupt like power. Power is the most absolute corruption. It's like a light bulb that can glow by itself. So long as it's beautiful charge, it is nice. It is only when it himself dies out that you have to replace it. There's no other way out. Okay, now, in these directions there are devatas over here. You can see that. These are called bijas. You see this bija? Simple syllables are put over there. These bijas are very important. For example, look at this. Rahu. Rahu is the direction of danger. Whenever you are traveling in a direction of danger, when you are passing through a very dangerous thing, when you have to do some very dangerous work, where there is danger of death, severe suffering, imprisonment, and such dangerous situations have come in your life, karma can include anything. Somebody has got imprisoned. Such dangerous things are there. Only Mercury can protect you. See, it is the path of danger. Then you need protection. Here this Mercury is good. See, by opposing Rahu, Mercury is good. It's like the skin. There is a lot of disease outside the skin. Mercury, through the skin, is protecting, keeping the disease out. And the blood and everything in. So Mercury is always the protective covering. Mercury is always that sheath of protection. And keeps that Rahu out. The bija for that is Sham. If you keep Sham, the poison stays out. So from Sham, we get Shraum, Narasimha bija. So that comes from this protection, the concept of protection. These sounds have a very specific impact. Yam will protect you, will give you good health. Lam will ensure that your son is strong. Hum is your learning is superb. So you say hum and om. Om is God. So you take hum and you take om and you add it. What do you get? Hum. That is why that is called Sadashiva Bija. That direction, north is Jupiter, Ishana. Ishana is a form of Shiva. That whole direction is Shiva's direction, the direction of knowledge. So when you say home, it is Jupiter really reaching home level. When you say sum, soma, you see Mercury out here is money and moon is all about demand. If you have so many desires, which is represented by the moon over there, which trouble you, but if you have enough money, enough resources, you can meet all those desires. So by doing some, you are getting enough resources to meet your desires. It's a sound of prosperity. What is prosperity all about? It's having resources to meet the desire. Like that. You have to think of each one of them. Sham is Mangalakaraka. Mars represents the Rudras. Now when you are in the path of punishment, you need something that will stop the punishment. Have some mercy. So the sound Sham, as in Shankara, is the Shankara, means please do Sham, means please do that protection by which punishment will come to an end. So when you say Shankara, 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 Mars goes away from your life. All that fighting and battles and all that will go away. Shankara, 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 and peace will come. We will make peace with the world. Shankara, see that Shankara, to do Sham. Even if you are going to battle, you must go with the sound Sham. That is why the Rudra Chamakam, Rudra is Mars at its highest power, Chamakam is Sham Chame Mayas Chame. It starts with Sham. The first is Sham Chame. If you don't have Sham, the rest of it is useless. If internally you are not at peace, of what value is all the peace outside? See, outwardly we may be very, very peaceful. We may be showing bliss, great spirituality. But inwardly we are not peaceful. Of what value is that? We need that inward peace. That comes from Sham. And with Sham, if I add Ra and Im, what does it become? Shreem. So from Sham, you get Shreem. Okay? Like that you have to understand all the sounds. Okay. Please download the slides from the website. Okay, now we are going into some service, some kind of service. Services are seen from 6th house. So the moon ruling bureaucracy should be in the Artha Trikona. That is 2, 6, 10 houses are strongly associated with these houses. Unless the moon is in these houses, 2, 6 or 10, how can you say that somebody is a government servant, a top bureaucrat? You know, like the Undersecretary of Defense or like the secretaries and the undersecretaries. You would have heard the word secretaries, undersecretaries, right? Powerful government officials. Who is this? There's a very powerful lady in America. What's her name?
Condoleezza
Rice. Right? I'm sure her chart must have a very powerful moon. What you must be looking for in the charts of such people is the moon. They are not the sun. They are not the sun. They are not the president themselves. They take the light from the sun and do their work. What does the moon do? The moon is reflecting the light of the sun. It is not its own light. Condoleezza Rice does not have her own power. It is the power of the president that she is exercising. Like that, all bureaucrats shine the light of the sun. So the moon is very important for them. The moon must be in 2, 6 or 10 house for these people to actually be getting a good government service. If the moon is in 10th house, very powerful. 6th house also very good. Like that. You need the moon to get you a government job. Okay. The 6th house should be stronger than the 7th house. Why? Because if the house of service is not stronger than the house of business, why would you do service? You will go and straightway do business and earn your money. Because there is much more money in a business than there is in service. Do you agree or no? Maybe America is breaking the concept. Because, for example, the president of Coca-Cola could be earning much more than some of the top businessmen around. See my point? So it depends. It depends really. But as such, it is still service. But when you are at the level of, let's say, the president of Coca-Cola, you really are not just an employee. You have shares in the company. You have stock options. Right? So you start becoming a partner. It's no longer the concept of a pure 6th house and a pure 7th house is getting blurred as you go up the ladder. As you go higher and higher in the ladder, the 6th house and 7th house are getting blurred. Employees are having stock options, which is there for business basically. So it's all merging at the upper levels. Okay, Saturn is the significator of service and he should be strong. If Saturn is not strong, you are not going to be serving. For example, in Mercury Dasha, normally people don't like to have service. Why? Because Mercury is not very friendly to Saturn in this D10 chart. Mercury and Saturn are opposed to each other. Mercury is more Karaka for 7th house. Saturn is Karaka for 6th house. So if Saturn is in 7th house, he can damage business. If Mercury is in 6th house, he can damage service. Like that. Police, law enforcement and customs officers should have Tamas planets. Why? Because they are always looking for Tamas. Of what value is a police department in a country where there is no crime? Police are important because there is crime. The more powerful the criminals, the more powerful the police. Okay? Am I being understood in that? These are all what we call uniformed services. They are uniform. Why do they need to wear uniform? Because when there is a crowd of criminals and policemen, you should be able to distinguish them. Okay? And Mars is the planet for police and law enforcement protection. Mars is for law enforcement protection. You see that concept? Rahu is for border. Rahu is border. So therefore Rahu is required in the charts of those people who are in the border. Who are in the border? The customs officers. Immigration officials. They are all in the border. When an aeroplane, international flight lands in an airport, it is actually really a border. You know? So they are there at the border to allow people to come inside or go away. Their entry and exit points. The airport, in the eyes of God, airport for you is a place. But in reality, it is a door. How do you think? For a country, if you think of country as a human being, the airports are its doors. It is from these doors that foreigners come in and go out. And therefore, Rahu and Ketu are working maximum full time over there. So if you ask me, what is that one place where you are sure to meet Rahu or Ketu experience in your life? It is the airport. You are bound to have Rahu Ketu experience. And especially, as we have seen earlier, for those people who are in the direction of Jupiter, this is very painful. Because Rahu is bound to obstruct. You see my point, what I am trying to say? So you can see the connections of where, how things are happening. Okay, now. Venus rules the private sector while the Sun shows government power. There are two kinds of power. That of Aries and that of Libra. Aries is really the power of the Sun. Libra is the power of Venus. Because that is the private sector. The private sector rules the market. Government rules Dharma. Mercury rules the banks, accountants and trade. If there was no trade and commerce, there would be no need for accountants and banks. So they are all interrelated. Saturn rules labor of every kind, while Jupiter rules all intellectual professions. All intellectual professions of Jupiter. All.
Which planet rules the stock market?
Mercury. Mercury rules the stock market and it is totally unbiased. It is Mercury. Mercury at its highest rules something even more dangerous than the stock market. It is the money markets. Pure is pure money market. Why even doing stock? Let's talk of money. Stock means what? You're still buying and selling commodities, right? Forget it. We'll just buy and sell currencies. Pure Mercury. A tiny fluctuation in one can ruin you. That is the power of Mercury. People like tons, I mean, some believe, people who really work in the money markets are a different level of players than those who work in stocks.
So why should Mercury be in the D10 for that to happen?
You will go into houses, go into Mercury, its strength, what you need to do. It is not just any one house, they could be in very different houses. It all depends upon Lagna Lord, multiple factors. What is your attitude? If a Lagna Lord is in 6th house and then you go into money market speculation, very soon you will be cleaning.
We skipped item 4, 5th house.
5th house shows the power and authority. For example, in a job situation, the 5th house will indicate the level to which you are rising, to have the amount of power and authority that you have, how many subordinates you got, right? Whereas Ghatika Lagna is to be examined for the real power that you enjoy. Are you destined to enjoy power or not? When we talk of power, it's real power. like, okay, there is, everybody enjoys a certain amount of power. Everybody. But then it's a relative thing. The amount of power George Bush is enjoying now, I don't think anybody else is enjoying in the world. You agree on that? Truly, he's a very powerful man because he's the President of America. So naturally, he's, for him, Ghatika Lagna is extremely important. All that power and position we are really studying is from Ghatika Lagna. Whereas the fifth house is more about getting promotions, rising in your career and things like that. Get the point? Ghatika is far more sensitive. It takes the energy of time also. Have you learned Ghatika Lagna, some of you? Little bit. Yeah, you'll learn all that later. Okay, the significations of planets should be well understood for an efficient of the Dashamsha and other divisional charts. Okay, so we will now go to the next slide and see how things are shaping up. Okay, this is a person from the Indian Administrative Service, IAS, which is supposed to be very powerful in India. You see the IAS, they were earlier called the ICS, Indian Civil Service. And then they became IAS, Indian Administrative Service. I mean, just a language change after Indian democracy. In reality, the kind of power these officers enjoy, there are very few officers in the world who enjoy that kind of power. For example, now of course it was abolished, till about let's say 5 years back. In a state like Orissa, when the DRM would come out of his house, he is in charge of 3 districts. There would be men standing with trumpets to play it so that before he enters his car. How does that sound? How many guys in America have that? Do you see what I'm trying to say? There's a guy sitting out there with a trumpet and play it before you enter your car. There's a guy who's cooking food for your house. This thing, you literally don't even have to lift something. Yeah? Even that, if you take the trouble of lifting something, somebody needs to get sacked. Do you see what I'm trying to say? The kind of power. Very few people have enjoyed personal power like these officers do. Of course, nowadays it is going. India is becoming very modern. All that stuff is getting out. Okay, now, where is the moon? Right. You see that? Do you see the strength of the moon in this chart? Now, look at the 6th house and the 7th house. Which is stronger? How? 7th has one planet, 6th has two planets. Right. But you see, when we talk of strengths, when we talk of strengths, bear in mind, count number one, step one, count the number of planets. See, out there in the sky, it's pure democracy. If the number of planets is more in the 6th house, that is stronger. Number one. 2, Saturn is in the 6th house. You see that? Saturn is a significator. He's in the 6th house. 3rd point, Lagna Lord is in 6th house. It's his personal choices for the service. Right? That's his personal choice. That's a choice he's making. So if Lagna Lord is in 6th house, it's better that the person goes in for service. Lagna Lord is in 7th house, it's better to go for business because that is your personal choice. That's what you like. Is you should do what you like. Okay? And why is it a government job? Because if you look at the 2, 6 and 10, look at the houses 2, 6 and 10, and tell me, why is it a bureaucracy? Why did he not become, let us say, firstly you see that there's a job, right? That is decided, step 1. Step 2, what kind of a job? I mean, why did he not take up a job in the private sector? Why was it in the government sector? So who did he have to compare for private and government? We have to compare the sun and Venus. Right. Now tell me, as far as the house of work is concerned, or as planets, which is stronger? Is the sun stronger or is Venus stronger? The sun is very strong. You can see that. The sun, although Venus is the lord of the 10th house, the sun is exalted and aspecting the 10th house. Okay? Then 3rd step. So you can see it's government sector. So in government sector, which is the highest job, he's not the highest job. ministering service. The moon is there. Okay? So what are the steps that I did? Step one that I did was compare the 6,000, 7,000. Step two, saw the 2, 6 and 10. Saw 2, 6 and 10 to decide the direction, which particular area. Compared Sun and Venus. And based upon these, I took a decision. That's the moon. The moon being the dominant factor over here. 10th house is very important. A planet in the 10th house is crucial. Okay?
Mercury, Rahu, Saturn, part of the
Lord. Go on, Mercury, Rahu.
Mercury is in Aquarius, lowered by Saturn and Rahu. Saturn and Rahu are both in Gemini.
That's right. And so what's basically happening is like putting Mercury in the 6th house.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Mercury can damage the 6th house. Right? So there can be troubles in his job. Coming from enemies. Yes, he has had troubles. Was something related to the Rajiv Gandhi assassination. He was in the Home Ministry at that time.
Did it also show that he had some kind of side business?
Yeah.
Like that he had some like private dealings involving subordinates or something?
That's all. I wouldn't know those details.
But he must be having some partnerships somewhere because that Sophia has to play out somehow.
Yes, that's exactly. Mm-hmm. He's very much interested in Jyotish. Can you see that Jupiter exalted? He is very much interested in Jyotish. He used to learn Gemini from me. He's such a senior officer. I'm a very powerful, very senior officer. He just retired maybe about a year back. He was the, what you call undersecretary over here. We call them secretary over there in India. He was like the undersecretary of home affairs. The entire police of India were under him. And also all the, very, very the head of police of India and the head of all the police, all the under him, directly under him. He could throw anybody out of job, keep anybody he wants. So you can see that is that Mangal. Do you see that Mars over there? I told him, either you will get defense or you will get home because of that Mangal over there. And he got it. So it was there. So you see, these things help. If you just use these basic rules and see what areas he can. He was very interested because of that Mercury-Rahu exchange. He was always interested in handling more things like commerce and petroleum and all that. He kept on saying, do you think I'll get petroleum? Do you think I'll get commerce? No, I don't think. I think the dominant planet out there is Mars.
Sun is a Machikartha and Jupiter is Dharakartha.
Yeah.
And they're both exalted.
Yeah, maybe maybe family has businesses. Family has businesses. Pretty well off. Okay, shall we see another chart now? See, the idea is what we have learned, we must apply. If we are not able to use the knowledge, it's of no use. Thank you so much. Okay, this is another chart now. Could you tell me this? Now, I want you to examine this chart and tell me whether she is going to be in business or she is going to join the service.
Mars is in 6th house.
Mars is in 7th, right?
7th.
And Mars is in 7th, yeah. The business prospects don't look that great.
Business is very good with Mars and Marana Karakstana in 7th?
No, it's sure. Business, they don't look great. Saturn's aspect in the 7th house, Mars is in the 7th house.
In WT?
So good.
Mars is good?
No good.
Right. Yeah. So no way. Business, no way, not even by mistake. Stay far away from business.
Right.
Good. So we are clear on that issue. Do you see the point? It's good. See, good. I want you people to think. Come on, say something.
The 10th Lord is in the 6th.
10th Lord is in 6th house. That's a good one. But that's also Maranakaraka. 6th is also having a planet in Maranakaraka. 7th is also having a planet in Maranakaraka. So whether she does business or she does service, there is a certain amount of suffering that she's going
to have. And 7th Lord is in the 10th.
So normally she belongs to that generation, much elder to me, much elder to me, of ladies. The ladies didn't work much. So when a lady went to work, she has to look after growing up kids. She was torn between home and work, and she sees her other friends and colleagues. I mean, they're living comfortable lives. She always wonders, why do I need to work? But then there is a thing that, no, I also need to work. So she's from Uttar Pradesh. Yeah, she's one of the top officers from there, and excellent officer. Really, I liked her very much. You can see that other qualities. Very good. That moon in the 10th house, you see with Ketu? Dispassionate service, unbiased. Unbiased, completely. She was completely free from bias about senior, junior, this thing. I mean, even with the junior most person, she would be, Osha, you've fallen sick. Okay, she'll be driving down to his house and getting him some medicine. You see that Ketu? Ketu gives that humility to a person. Because you go, she reads a lot of spirituality. So naturally it makes you more humble. So those things are there. But you see in both charts, you have Capricorn rising with the moon over there. And all of them have Venus, you can see, in 2, 6 and 10. That is the administrative part of the service. Venus is all about administration, about how to deal with people. Do you think, now looking at the houses 2, 6 and 10, can you tell me the areas where she would do very well in government work? What kind of an area, if you were the boss and had to choose her based upon the chart, what area would you give to her? Would you give something like culture? Would you give culture? I think she was secretary culture for a long time. Which is under secretary culture. Yes, she was handling transportation. She was basically into culture, handicraft. She was the head of the handicraft district. She was the handicraft board. The entire thing. She has done a lot for these people. Tons. She's really a... I mean, such people are there in government. This is a very fine example. Okay, what else can you tell me from this chart? As far as work is concerned. Do you think... Look at the Lagna Lord in 5th house. Right? What is the 5th house of?
Subordinates.
That means her subordinates will always stand by her. When the Lagna Lord goes to 5th house, such a person is with the subordinates, protecting the subordinates, helping the subordinates, removing any, you know, that hierarchy feeling with the subordinate. She will go out of the way to make you feel that she's your friend. She's not your enemy. There's nothing called her. I was so much junior to her. Almost, I mean, she would be something like 3-4 rounds above me. She just walked down to me, Sanjay, what are you doing this thing? Come on over. Okay, let's go there. She's very friendly. Lagna Lord in 5th house. It's a pleasure to work with such a person. Because for subordinates, they are the best. If Lagna Lord is in 9th, the person can be bossy. In the 5th, he's humble. See the opposite.
There are 8 lords in that first half, so they really didn't want to work.
These are the kind of people who will be working on Sundays because they felt that this is more important and all. Who does that in government in India? These are the kind of people who would inspire you to work. I would myself feel, come on, man, she can come and work. What the hell am I talking about? She's got kids and she can go and work, and I'm okay. I'm good.
Meet with
8th
lord in the first house?
Yeah, you because that's the sun.
Oh, because it's the sun.
Because it's the sun.
Not so much as 8th lord.
8th lord in the first would be different completely. Mm-hmm. It's the sun. The sun is the sun. Sakuras, it's universe. And did you observe in both the charts the sun was in Kendra? Because you see, to get such a powerful position in government, you need to actually rise to that level and actually work there, you need the sun in a Kendra. Because after a certain stage, it's a political thing. You need the government ministers and all to pick you up. So not only are we looking at the moon, but we are also looking at the sun. You need to be politically correct for the boss.
Yeah.
Okay. This is another case. How about this chart? Where is the moon? Interesting, right? All of them, systematically I saw the charts, they would have the moon in the 10th. I was shocked. Now look at this one, 7th house and 6th house. The 7th house has got an exalted Mercury. He could have gone in for business, right? Pardon? Because of retrogression, right? But there's a more important factor. Look at that, Lagna Lord in 6th house. It's a personal choice. Frankly, I would have told this person to go in for business or go join some top bank or something like that. Make more money, make your thing. Extremely capable. You can see, again Sirius, again Sun in a quadrant, Moon in 10th house. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
In all the cases you saw, Sun has been either in the 1st house or 4th house. And look at the Moon. These people have enjoyed real power. Real power. I mean, in India, the ministers and all don't have power. Nowadays, they are having some. Most of them are illiterate. They don't even understand what's going on.
So this person always had good bosses? Nice lord in the 9th?
9th lord is not in the 9th house.
8th lord is in the
9th.
There is an exchange between 3rd and 9th. So for sometimes, he would be forced to go and leave because of a tough boss. Or differences with boss. Third is leave, right? Ninth lord in the 3rd. Boss is forcing you to go and leave. That is Mars.
Do you have to work from home at that time?
Yeah, he was good. He was a good officer. Very good officer, really. Okay.
But he has a good boss too. He himself has a good boss.
Yeah. He's excellent person.
Yeah.
Excellent person. Okay, now this is a revenue service officer. I think he occupied the, like he was the, there's a board which handles revenue in India. I don't know, how is it in the US? How is it in the US? Is there a board that handles the entire revenue collection?
IRS?
This is IRS.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually an IRS. Indian, I'm not a team, it's an IRS officer. He, in fact, was the head of the board of revenue of India. Okay, now look at this. What is important in an IRS officer's chart? Do you see in 2610? Do you see 2610? Where is the moon?
6th
house. Right? With an exalted Rahu? So he also has to deal with a lot of criminal activity? Or people who are fudging accounts and things like that. You can see that in the Mercurial sign. All that is in Mercurial sign. Do you see that Gemini? He has to deal with all that thing. Okay. Now Saturn must be very favorable for them. Saturn is Lagna Lord in 11th house retrograde.
And the 11th house, which is
revenue. Total focus is about
the money coming in.
Yeah.
The money coming in.
He introduced concepts like something like even before the year is over you pay your tax, advance tax. Have you heard of, do you have that in this country?
If you don't pay all the taxes, there's a penalty.
There's all kinds of things. Yeah, and brilliant reforms that I liked. Earlier it was so complicated that nobody could understand what the hell is going on. Now he made it simple, flat rules, so that you are not coerced by junior officers that, okay, I'll pass it if you... The corruption goes away when you have clear, more clarity in the system. Exactly. That Rahu exalted in Gemini in the 6th house, I mean, he just miracle, super job. Clearing the system. He has done a lot of work in Manmohan Singh's clearing of the system. You know, which is so important for India. Because the British had entangled it so bad. Disentangle, already 50 years we have been working, we'll need another 50 years to disentangle all that. Okay, so you see that?
So how did he rise to the top? His son's in the 6th house.
Right, so it was not political. No, he has not written,
Sun in the fifth house is not bad, but it was not political support that caused him to rise up. What is it that made him rise up? He's one of those guys, he slapped politicians with things that he got to pay taxes.
His work. Because sixth lord Mercury is in Digbala in Lagna.
Right, and also ninth lord.
And ninth lord.
And you see, this is very important principle. Keep Mercury in Lagna in mind. Digbala. Mark that in that chart. Mercury is in Digbala in Lagna. Ninth lord, his bosses would die for him. What brains this guy has got. What brains. He made a list of all ministers, ex-ministers, who ate and spent where, and things which government is not supposed to pay, but you are supposed to pay. So you jolly well pay your bills. He's tough. He's really tough. But that's what you need in the IRS, right? You don't need somebody who will get even the politicians are scared of him. Politicians won't like.
And the Mercury is Arura Lagna is also there. It's also the Lord of the Arura Lagna, ninth house.
Yes.
And so Arura rose.
But the Mercury was retrograde in the first. How did that affect it?
Unflinching.
Making lots of
effort. There is no way he'll give up. He don't say die. Everybody else will die. Yeah, really he was tough. He was a tough officer. But very friendly, very nice. If he likes you, if he thinks that you are a straight guy, you are one of those guys in the reforms, fine.
But if Mercury...
People would be scared to even talk to him. But I used to sit and joke with him. Once I was at the thing, even he used to give me a lift in his car, drop me up on him. Nice lameness on his huh?
If Mercury was direct, it was not retrograde, would he...
He may compromise a little bit.
Okay.
Here there was no question of compromising. Non-compromising attitude. Mercury retrograde means he will not compromise.
The fact that it's sixth lord in London, does that also mean there's a lot of pressure on his head?
Oh yes. You cannot even imagine. He would be handling scandals. Rahu over there, dispositor in the sixth house. Scandal. Rahu is still scandal over there, financial scandals. All these raids, for example, Indian actress, some astrologer told her something, decides to make a bed full of gold. Man, let's see, there you got the money. Show me your taxes. Okay, we got to think, India is not such a rich country that you can have a bed of gold. Right? You need to think.
But this 10th house lord goes to 12th house, so how does that play out?
That's all about expenses. Now his work. 10th house is what is he working? What is his focus of his work? All about expenses. He's looking at people's expenditure to catch the ones who are really fudging.
But doesn't that indicate loss in his career also? Mm-hmm. That's what will happen.
It's the 10th lord. Why would it cause him loss?
Loss
is the 10th lord. Is the Badhak Ketu in 12th which is causing him the losses?
12th house is liabilities and freedom. 8th house is retirement.
Yeah. 8,000
what? Retirement.
8,000 retirement. 12,000 retirement. But he has got 12th lord in the 8th, so that is another Viparit Yoga. That is. So even beyond retirement, he may get further employment for maybe in the board or something like that as an advisor to the government. Which I think he will. Yeah. He's good in his job. See, what I'm trying to tell you is look at the main issues involved in the job. If he's an IRS officer, the son is not important. He's the ninth lord. Your boss must stand by you during tough times. If your boss doesn't stand by you during tough times, you've had it. And you've got to look at Mercury, you've got to look at Moon. Those standard things that you've got to look at. Look at Saturn when it comes to income tax.
Mm-hmm. Lagna lord aspect is Lagna.
Yeah, simple as that. Okay. Okay. See how I took you now from administrative service to revenue service. Here I am emphasizing more for Saturn. There I did not emphasize Saturn. Now let's go to a clerk, a simple clerk over here. Let's see this chart. Here also you see 10th house. What is that in the 10th house? The sun and the moon are both in the 10th house. So what would you say? The sun is fantastic. Right. All Digbala, is sun is having Digbala. Right? That's good. Okay, what else do you see? Huh? Moon is in his own sign, that is good. Very friendly to subordinates. Very friendly to everybody, doesn't look and think like subordinate. Lagna Lord in fifth, they don't believe in hierarchical thing. They have a hierarchical thing problem. They don't believe this is boss, that is junior. They treat everybody equally. Lagna Lord in fifth. Okay, what else would you say? What is it? Why did he become a clerk? Why did the others become such a senior officer? Right. What else? What, sir? Indemnity. Indemnity. That is what pulled him down. What pulled him down was his Mercury indemnity. Had that Mercury not been indemnity, there's no reason why he should not be a top officer like the others. Am I being understood over here? Okay.
And the lord of that house is in the eighth.
The sixth lord is not that strong. Sixth house is weak, weakened by a weak Mercury, and the sixth lord is weak. I mean, there are, think of the previous chart where the sixth lord was in Digbala. Mm-hmm. And look at this chart with the sixth lord in the eighth.
Also, Lord of Arura Lagna was in Digbala, he has Lord of Arura Lagna in 6th house debilitated. So,
yeah.
He has to be in a very serving
class. Arura Lagna is your image at work. Very good. Arura Lagna is your image. Arura Lagna in D10 is completely different from Arura Lagna in the Rashi chart. In the Rashi chart, it's your overall image. In the D10, it is your image at work. What people think about you at work. Do they think you are a big shot? Do they think you are a small guy? Here, the Lord of Arura Lagna, Mercury is debilitated. So he's a clerk, he's a small guy. He's not one of the big shots in the office.
He's born to serve and
he's
able to be debilitated.
He feels debilitated. But he didn't feel debilitated. It's true. You can see it's true.
That's the enjoy his job.
Well, he ensured that he enjoyed his job.
Yeah.
You can see that Mercury, Arura Lagna in Gemini, always fun, always. Right. Okay. Now you see, a pattern is coming in your minds about charts of government servants. I want those patterns to develop in your minds. So next time you see a chart, the pattern falls in, you can catch. Okay, now. Okay. Now this guy is a top police inspector. Have you heard of the scandal in which the cricketer, that South African cricketer, Hansi Cronje or whatever? You don't know about the scandals? Did you know about betting in cricket?
No.
Okay, cricket is a very big thing in the Commonwealth and British and the Commonwealth countries. Okay, so that game is very popular in these countries. There is huge betting involved. Everybody knows. Like recently, you would have heard about somebody dying in West Indies. There was this Pakistani coach who died.
Mm-hmm.
And people were suspecting the bettors killed him and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because underworld is involved in the betting and things like that. This cop was the first man to expose the first betting thing. People in the world generally didn't know about betting in cricket and things like that. Betting in sports, betting in cricket, gambling, they call satta in India. And they take bets on scores and things like that. All kinds of.
And they pick the results of matches and all.
The thing is, betting is one side of it. The players themselves would get a commission from these underworld to lose games and to win games and to score high or to score low. Like you could see somebody suddenly going out with just 2 runs or 3 runs. And everybody says, my God, he's performed bad.
But in his mind, he'll be thinking, oh my God, all those green bucks are going to flow in tonight. Because he's got a touch with the underworld who have collected all the betting money. So he is the one who broke that, international level. In fact, Scotland Yard sent a team to India to take some tips from him as to how he did it. How does that sound, huh? A guy in India, a small guy in India, and now he's of course giving tips on how he pursued them with no technology, what kind of a few cell phones and this and that. He pursued them and he got hold of them. You need brains to do that. Yeah. And of course the Shakti here was Bagalamukhi, because he was wearing that ring and all that which I had given him. He wanted to, said, I want to do some good work by which I will become famous. I said, serious you are? Okay, let's try this. But he must do it, so he was doing it. He did it for 1 year and then become international famous. Yeah, he's an international hero. As far as India is concerned, like he's stops. Look at this guy's chart, look at the Mars. I just look at that Mars and look at the sign. Who is the devata of Mars? The Shakti of Mars? The knowledge. See, when you are investigating something, you need knowledge about it, right? If the knowledge of that can come to you, you have won. And Mars is his 10th house. Mars is police, you know? Mm-hmm. Don't you think Mars is solid in the chart? Mm-hmm. And look at Rahu in the 6th house. Okay. Look at this chart with Rahu as Lagna Lord in 6th house. He's very good at catching criminals. Look at the previous chart with also Rahu in the 6th house. But that was a different kind of criminals. That was Rahu exalted in Gemini. That is criminals who are associated with money markets. This is in Cancer with peoples, with the people in general. Like, you know, criminals who are involved with terrorizing people or say people's entertainment. They are not criminals associated with, there are two kinds, you know, there are those who fudge accounts to make money, and there are others who really do criminal activities underworld. This is, you can see that Rahu and Mars. Okay?
So does Gaktivagna in the 12th house, he got his fame or authority from people overseas?
That's right. He caught all the overseas cricketers.
Yes.
That's what. All the GL, the Ghatika Lagna is in 12th house, the moon in the 12th house. Okay? So, all the cricketers were international cricketers. And he caught. What a scandal.
Especially one of them who had an Arura like Sri Rama, supposed to be the idealistic captain. And he was the kingpin.
He was the most idealistic captain, most. He was, people were talking about him like, wow man, what a man.
Yeah.
He would always make these famous statements of how we must try, whether we win or lose, and things like that.
Mm.
He was caught red-handed.
Oh, wow. Supposed to be one of the greatest captains of South Africa.
Mm.
I mean, this guy has totally pulled his, I mean, if you talk of Aurora destruction, this is this Mars. The guy needs to check his chart. There was a Mars demolishing his outer.
Right after that, he died in a private plane crash in South Africa. Within a month. He was sacked. He could never play. And within, I think.
He was banned from international cricket. He was sacked. It was the highest humiliation any human being, living human being, can get. What hands he got. They, in fact, only one journalist later on went to see the man. I mean, okay, you punish a human being, but to what extent? He really prayed for death, and God gave it to him. It was a good thing that happened. I mean, he couldn't have lived. He was young. When you think about these things, you know, you think about, okay, you're seeing one side of it. Look at the other side. So after that, I mean, this guy also, like, he cooled off after that. Okay. But does this look like the chart of a good police officer now? Do you see the necessary conditions over there for somebody to be in the police force?
When they were voice carrying the visitors.
The Lagna Lord in 3rd house? It actually shows, see Saturn's ability shows his ideals in his work. If you fully follow the rule book, you can never do and you won't be able to catch even a pickpocket in your life. Honestly, if a policeman were to fully follow the rule book, he can't even catch a pickpocket. No, you can't. The government has passed a law. You cannot tap phone calls. You cannot apprehend somebody and take like that. You need a warrant to apprehend him. So the guy is a pickpocket, you tell him to hang on, I'll get a warrant and then I'll apprehend you and take you. Gone, the guy is gone. I mean, just think of it calmly. The best cops are those who do their job well. You know, they take a certain risk in catching hold of somebody and telling him, hey, he's a criminal. You hold him and I'll put the charges on. That risk to pressing charges, that holding they do is a risk they take with their jobs. That is certain NWD.
Mm-hmm. And how did you end up in the service?
Because you see, if you see Saturn is in WT, all right. Now what causes Nicha Bhanga of Saturn? Is that Saturn having cancellation of WT? Does it have cancellation or it does not have cancellation?
And the other admin lord is in 6th house, all right.
That's okay. But where does Saturn have cancellation of WT? Does it have or does it not have? Which are the planets which can cancel the WT of Saturn?
Surya
and?
Moon, Chandra.
How does
Moon?
Cancellation of WT has certain rules of any planet.
Shukra can give it, Surya can give it.
No. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like that. First is, when a planet is debilitated in a sign, which planet gets exalted over there?
Huh.
Tell me, come on.
Surya.
Maharaj, which planet gets exalted in the sign where Saturn is debilitated? Good. Is Sun in a quadrant from Lagna?
No.
Is he in a quadrant from the Moon?
No.
So leave Sun out. So stage 1, failure. Stage 2, who is the lord of the sign where Saturn is debilitated?
Mars.
Wait, let Maharaj. He has to learn. Otherwise, he will never be able to learn.
Mars.
See, you know it. Mars. Is Mars in a quadrant from Lagna?
Yeah.
Is it in a quadrant from the Moon?
No.
Okay, so Mars is cancelling the debility. So Mars, yes. So Mars is one, strong. Then next, look at the opposite sign from Saturn. Saturn is in Aries. The opposite sign is Libra. Who is the lord of that sign?
Venus.
Is Venus in a quadrant from Lagna? Yes. So both Mars and Venus are cancelling the debility of Saturn. So that means we can say roughly that with a great difficulty, he will take up job, but the job has to be either related by Mars or by Venus. Either Mars or Venus must push him to get the job. Venus is not pushing him to take a job. Venus is in the 1st house. The one who is pushing him for the job is Mars in the 10th house. So that's why the police job.
Okay.
Good.
And then he also has 9th lord in the 1st house, so he also has support of his
Oh,
to get the job.
Yes. There are other things about this chart which I have not discussed, but which you can, for which Lagna Lord Saturn and debility is very much required. I am not discussing that now. You asked a very good question. There is something that he is master at doing, for which I will not discuss now. We will talk later. Okay. But good point. You can ask me later. In the good old days of the West, you had people who were called marshals, the US Marshal, right? They would go down and run down all the... He's the one marshal. Yeah. Okay, now this is a customs inspector. Okay, now what is it that gives him a government job, this guy?
Yeah.
And do you see the fourth Lord in the tenth or tenth Lord in the fourth? Is there some combination like that? So tenth Lord is in the fourth. That means the person works from home, right? Is it not? So the tenth Lord in the fourth house is working from home? Right. And what is that planet? Moon. Moon is government service? Now, for government service, working from home is either you are the minister or you got to be somebody who is really working in a place which is also forced to be like the home, like a submarine. Is it not? If you are working in a submarine, you live in that submarine and also you work in the submarine. Like a ship. You work in the ship and you live in the ship. Now, for working in a ship, you need what? Water planet moon, right? Is the moon in the fourth house?
Yeah.
Right. Moon in the fourth house, and the tenth Lord is showing living in a ship and working in a ship. So this Mai was a customs official whose initial job when he was picked up was to travel on a boat along the west coast of India, the Gujarat Bombay sector, and catch all the people from Dubai who were smuggling gold in little boats into India. It was happening up to about 10 years back, even now also it happens. Of course now Manmohan Singh has opened it, so the entire smuggling has gone. Otherwise they would have these dingy little boats made of wood, they would dump gold into that, cover it with a plastic, and some guys would sail all the way from Dubai to India. Dubai was known as a dark, I mean Dubai is, Dubai was always known in India as a dark place. You want to get to know criminals and things, you go there. So all the gold was smuggled into India. People from India will go. Right? All the gold smuggling you see in old Indian movies, 70s, 80s, you find these boats coming in and the cops chasing them. These were the guys who used to do that. They would go on boats and chase them. They had guns, they would fire at the boats and apprehend them. So it's a pretty interesting life, isn't it? Do you see the Jupiter and Rahu in the 10th house? What does that mean? With the Jupiter going to retrogression in exaltation? Yes, there were issues related to killing people. I mean, there were times, I think maybe the Jupiter-Rahu is, normally Jupiter-Rahu combination is a sign that you have to shoot another human being or kill another human being. It was a tough job. It's a very tough job.
Preacher, I've also seen a bunch of sound technicians and they all have Rahu Jupiter.
Do you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
yes. It's as good as killing the human being.
I was thinking, he could have been using radar or some type of device to be detecting the boats coming in, or?
Yes, he had people in the boat. There were also radar people who were detecting other boats, but it was more night. In the night, they would go down and shoot.
The very fact he's in a submarine.
Oh, he was in a submarine.
No,
yeah.
This is not a submarine, this is a ship.
It's in a ship, oh.
Yeah, it was a gunship. Gunship.
Mm.
There are these fast gunboats on the border.
Yeah.
India has to deal with a lot coming from the Middle East. I mean, what you guys get from the Middle East is nothing but just one Bin Laden. What we get is tons of Bin Ladens. Right, so you can see that. It's a mess over there. But why did he not get into business? Okay. When he finished his college, he was running Rahu Dasha. Now give me the answer. Dasha is important in this chart. Rahu is with the sixth Lord Jupiter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So during Rahu Dasha, he will take up a job.
Customs is the nodes.
Nodes is the customs. Rahu. So he was under Rahu Dasha. So during his entire Rahu Dasha, he was in the customs. By the time Jupiter Dasha started, he said, well, you know, I'm wasting my time with this customs department and all, and this Manmohan Singh is bad man, he has opened up everything, our powers have gone away. And you make such a law that you can import the gold. Why would anybody want to buy a smuggler's gold? Right? So he opened up the borders, Manmohan Singh opened up the borders, the need for smuggling finished.
And also there, you know, in nowadays in airports and everywhere in India, you have all these hidden cameras. So none of the officials can do anything. The whole thing is recorded. Earlier they would torment, would catch hold of somebody coming from the Middle East or something. All sorts of things used to happen. Okay, so you are lucky to be Americans when you travel around. You have stuff foreign department. Okay, so you can see that over there, the Jupiter Rahu kind of thing happening over there. So it's obvious that when Mercury Dasha will come, he will shift to business completely. He may even give up the job, isn't it?
What happened in Jupiter Dasha?
He's running right now.
And what's he doing?
He was shifted out to another place, and then he took on leave, 3 years leave. He has got into a partnership with a cousin brother of his and doing some business. Elder brother, Jupiter.
Mercury
in the seventh started some side business, building some roads and all that. His business, he's always interested in business. It's obvious. Right? Interesting, no? But he has had some very close experiences with criminals. Very close experiences. Very close. That is the area of their operation. He was right in the middle of it. Okay. He has to carry a revolver all the time. It's tough. Tough job. Okay. This is an accounts clerk. How do you see that he's an accounts clerk? Now Noida is really not a government body. Noida is a more like a city, you know? Like you have city offices, city mayor, like that. He works for the city department, the Noida Development Authority. He's an accounts clerk. What shows that he's good with accounts?
Mercury in the 10th.
Right. Lagna Lord in the 10th Mercury, that's right. Why is he taking up service? Why is he not in business? Seventh Lord in the 6th, Venus in the 6th, and then Lagna Lord is with Saturn. All those combinations are there. Every way it shows service only. Good. And what does it, and what shows that he will be involved in a city development or something like that, real estate kind of thing? Saturn. Saturn is very good for real estate work. Why? Why is Saturn good for real estate work? Mars gets exalted in the sign of Saturn. That's why. In the sign of Saturn, so Saturn is good for real estate work.
So, second Lord is in the 8th house to deal with other people's debts?
Yes, yes, debts, government. 6th, 9th Lord is also in 10th. Not only debts, as far as also the government rules. This is government land which is being given to the private sector to build, develop, industries coming up. Honda has come over there. Let's say some American company comes over there, like Citicorp comes over there. He's the guy who gives them the land. Okay, you can have your office in this land and this, that. These are the rules. So they want to break a certain rule. They want to have it like this. He has to approve by this. It's a good job. It's a very interesting job. City development, city growth, more like a real estate guy. You can see that Saturn over there.
So Adobe has its property over there.
Yeah, Adobe's headquarters are there. Adobe's headquarters.
So here's Marriott.
You have in Noida? Where Noida? New Noida or Greater Noida? Sex Center.
So what's in Noida?
This office is on top. They have, you know the funny part? Okay, can somebody describe where the office is and how the office is? When I first time I went to their office, I was like scared to even, I said, are you guys mad sitting in this place? He said, this is the best place. Nobody will want to take away our office. Otherwise, every time you build a good office, some government official comes, he said, wow, this is a good office, I want this office. This department is taking over this office, you build another new one.
Kind of closed.
Right, why did you say closed?
Because Mars is there which represents a fort, so...
Mars is in the fort, it looks like a fort, right?
Yeah,
old fortified structure.
Yeah.
Good, good. What else do you see?
Sign of burning.
What
it's a middle office. It's a middle of away from things, you know. In the
it's away side. From everything.
Yeah, away from
like
everything.
A field over
the
there.
The barren field, part of it, a closed kind of a building. Nobody wants to go there.
That's 100% right. Yeah. It's on a complete field, away from everyone. There's a huge water tank. You know, that things that
yeah.
they used to supply water to the city.
Yeah.
Huge, tall, huge water tank. The entire lower portion of the water tank is their office.
Oh,
okay. Nobody wants to sit over there. Some crack, something. That is the moon trines to Mars, Chaturashtra, 4th and 8th. Look at the 4th and 8th to decide the thing. So it's a water system, but it's almost like a Mars. Mars is to do with the... So like the 4th is the Mars, the fortification is like a fort, you know. The whole thing is almost like a fortification. Good one.
So the field is bringing stability to work because he's got that
Mother
Yoga that's broken by Mercury and Saturn Mars. So it's like, if it weren't for him,
it's
like it'd be a madhouse.
It is a madhouse. It's a complete madhouse. Guys like him keep the place sane. I mean, they literally kill themselves keeping it sane. You can't imagine the kind of pressures, political pressure. Okay? There's a law officer in America. What shows that he's a law officer and what exactly does he do? Can you tell me? Look at the 10th house. Now over there, Shani is exalted. But Shani is with Mars. So Mars takes away all the energy of Shani. You know, Mars gets exalted in the house of Shani. That's why. So Mars becomes dominant. So basically law officer, that is Mars protection. And nowadays he's into more counseling. What shows counseling over here? That's
Jupiter.
What I mean. Oh yes, Jupiter is also there. That is
right.
Yeah, actually he was earlier only law officer after he met me. And then I told him, yeah, why not? Try, I think you should get it. And he actually got it and he went into the...
Is he an independent counseling?
Yeah.
Lord but 7th Lord Moon with exalted Venus in the 3rd house.
Independent counseling is he does it in jails, for example. He's attached to some of the jails, and he helps them. I mean, he's.
What do you mean by Lord on the fence? A law officer, is he actually an attorney? A lawyer?
He has some lawyer knowledge, but he's not an attorney.
He's not a lawyer.
He has some law knowledge. There's no doubt. He has got law. He has done some, I think he's got the basic law degree, long time back.
Paralegal.
Yeah,
paralegal counseling for prisons.
Okay.
From within the police force.
Yeah, especially for the younger people he's now working on. He's done a lot of these hardened criminals. With this parole, you know, decisions to take, they take. Shall we let him go on parole or not? It's such a hard decision. The guy is a hardened criminal. You let him go, or I'll go and shoot another 10 people. It's a tough job. It's a very tough job. You can see the number of bad planets you have in the 10th house will show how tough your job is going to be. Because that's your working, or that's your work, what you work on, how you work. Now look at those fellows out there in the 10th house. You think this person is ever going to have a comfortable job? No.
Yeah.
Is it not? The nature of planets in the 10th house will decide what you have to do. And it is better to accept that this... See, among them, Jupiter is a benefic planet. So I told him, okay, try for that. So go towards that. Increase more Jupiter, so that you have more peace.
So why is it counseling instead of teaching?
Counseling is more like teaching. They call it counseling in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like teaching.
Counseling.
It's like therapy. It's like therapy, but it's not really fully therapy because you really talk to them to find out what their background problem was. And all. In the process, he's getting information as to whether they can be released and what they need to. It's like, you know, okay, these guys are in jail, but then is there a way that we can ensure they don't become hardened criminals and rather find a way out? He's in that job now, which is much better.
Counsel with them or deal with them. Like a law officer comes for the prison
plan. Will you have four different
careers?
That we will see from the Rashi chart.
Ten from the moon.
All these planets in turn could, depending upon their strengths, could, like here Jupiter is working in the environment of Mars, Sun and Saturn. Mars has been the dominating influence. But he has been, I think, some other. He was working in Germany and then other places.
What
does that
mean?
I don't remember.
What does it mean about the fact that Mars and Sun both are in the dweller? So more about the law enforcing thing, because he's part of the police.
Yeah, yeah. Why did he not get into politics?
No, complete Nicha Bhanga is there.
Complete Nicha Bhanga cancellation.
Complete Nicha Bhanga. All the three conditions.
Look at Venus exalted with the moon. You can see the smart in this thing. Saturn exalted. It's complete. Nicha Bhanga is there. Why did he not get into politics? Answer is, he would have if Mars was not there.
But there's still possibility too for him to get involved in politics.
Maybe involved, I don't know. He's maybe involved indirectly. I don't know.
He's part of the government setup, he's part of the police prison. I mean, he's not an independent person.
Right. So would you say that for politics somebody needs the 7th house stronger than the 6th house? Somebody who is in politics, is he in service or he is an independent professional?
He's in service.
He's in service. Like for example, let's say somebody, so he takes up a job with the Republican Party?
That would be like
it's not a job with the Republican Party.
You can have both. You can be a ruler or you can be like a servant of the sixth lord. There's a wide range.
But then to become a president of the country, let's say the normal political challenge, you really don't become a servant. You really become the, and like a consultant, you become a senator and then new eyes and things like that. And
you become a member of the party first and then campaign.
You become a member of the party. You are not in service in the party. Yeah, yeah. They get a salary from the government. They get a salary from the government, but the salary is normally not their source of income or the reason to be there. Somebody is not becoming governor of California because he's getting a salary of $5,000 or something like that. Let's be clear on that. Right?
Arnold was making a lot more money before he was governor.
Everybody. There is not a politician in the world I know who has joined politics and is there in that position of power because of the salary he's getting. Please. I mean, nobody even talks about their salaries. Globally, this is there.
Is it more activating the Lagnan, so it's the 1-7 axis that's getting...
That's exactly. It's the 1-7 axis. So, here, we need to check whether the 6th is stronger or the 7th is stronger. Let's take a look. 7th Lord Moon is in 3rd house, alright. 6th Lord Mercury is... with Rahu in the 11th house. So which is stronger? Is Mercury stronger or is Moon stronger? That's exactly interesting. Interesting. I was waiting for you to tell about this. Study it carefully now. It is a bandhana, but if you look very carefully, this group has one instead of that. Why? No, Rahu aspects and damages them. They can't aspect back. Rahu is aspecting them and damaging them, that's how they won. Otherwise those two would have won and he would have been in business. Why would he join them? Why would he take up a job?
It's not enough to have a long Saturn aspect in the 7th house.
That is also...
A big question I have in a situation like that.
It's a bandhana, I mean he was 50-50.
I've come across this a few times, where the 3rd and 4th house is a real, just it's a pretty tight situation, whether it goes service or work. Can we strengthen the 7th floor to make him go?
Oh, yes. If you give this guy pearls and a diamond ring and all, he will go one fine day just like him, he will say, okay, today is my last day in office, here's my thing, walk out. That's exact. Simple.
We can just give a gemstone.
Oh, straight. He'll just walk out of it. Simple as that.
But shouldn't he enter into a business partnership with a woman that will help him with the moon Venus?
Yeah. First he has to settle other Venus related affairs and then we'll talk. he has many issues. Okay. Okay.
This is a chartered accountant, right? Does it look like the chart of a chartered accountant? No. Chartered accountant is like a CPA over here. See, among accountants, there are certain accountants who have the power of audit. They oversee the world. They certify. They have the power to certify that this is right. These accounts and this are right. If they certify, government is obliged to accept it. Normally, government is forced to accept it. I mean, that government, I mean, says, okay, you have seen these accounts, you say it's okay, it's okay. A chartered accountant has the power to certify that a certain account provided by somebody is right. So the government in them is not going to question the individual directly, they question the chartered accountant. And then he has to reply. He replies on behalf of the client family on the basis of the
CPA.
Yeah, it's a CPA. It's a CPA.
Yeah, they can do audits. They can sign up on audits.
They are very powerful. They have the power to sign up on audits, right?
Yeah.
He has got the power to sign up on audits, yeah.
Yeah.
He's, and suddenly he has had this new notion that he wants to become a director of a bank. Anyway, so let's see this now. Let's see.
Well, Saturn Mercury are his resources that he would use, and that Saturn Mercury is a combination for being an accountant, a specific combination.
We just saw another one, right? That the other guy was an accountant in Noida.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Mercury, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturn is the labor, that's all service. So they take up service-related jobs. But you see the Lagna Lord in 7th house?
Mm-hmm.
That's more independent practice and not a job.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he is an independent practicing CPA kind of
company.
He don't have a job in a company. He works for himself. Like he's got a bunch of properties in Delhi also. He buys and sells properties to make money on the side. That's that Ketu. He buys a property, gets it renovated through a distinct friend of his and then sells it off. I mean, he makes money on the side over there. That's that Ketu over there. That's also a side kind of job he's doing. And Saturn and Mercury is his main line. He's Lagna Rod in 7th is more independent.
And he's a very good accountant, right? So I think.
Yeah, he's very.
Good.
Does he work close to a temple or a church?
That's exactly right. How did you know that? Exactly. His office, from his window, you can turn your head and see the Hanuman Mandir.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes, sits over there. Turns his head, does pranam to Hanuman, says Hanuman listing and goes
back.
And that's him. I mean, because of that thing I told him, and he put that seat and he kept, he realized that, oh yes, Hanuman Mandir is right here, I'm not doing this at it. Now he's bought that entire building. He started with a tiny room in that building. He's bought that whole building now. Just one more floor is left. He said, I'll find that floor this next year.
So he has a very nice office. His name is in his own sign.
Yeah.
Very, very beautiful.
Very modern and glad.
But he's got to be careful of secret enemies.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. It's a tough job. It's to certify somebody's accounts as being right is a very tough job. You don't always get simple people from astrology, people like me in Jyotishis.
When I've done that, one of the things that happens is that people try to fool you. They want to hide from 90% anything that you would report.
And secondly, not only will they hide from the accountant CPA, they will also, what they will do is, they will put it under strange heads, like clobbing a head so that you take a large number of things like that. Haven't you seen that?
And they also treat you like they like you.
All kinds of, let's go for dinner, let's go for lunch.
But that's only to be part of the deception.
Yeah, that's right. And you've got to be extremely careful. It's a tough job to be an accountant. It's a very tough job.
Can I just mention one of the remedies you mentioned for that? I recognize this chart too. Because if you see Venus is in Tula in the fourth house, so he told this person to keep a Sri Yantra and a picture of Lakshmi in his office, in his personal room. And it's all glass and very beautiful.
He was a very young boy who had come to me, he just passed this thing and he was not getting work. You know, when you get work only you grow. And barely one or two clients and he would to the belly and then, so I made him do that. Now he's got, he literally bought the whole building, he's done everything. I mean, from being a fellow who just had a total assets of about maybe $2,000. $2,000 for a guy who earns a few million now in a few years.
Does he have foreign clients or foreign companies as his clients in India?
Now he's getting one or two, but he's not interested in that. He wants to become a director of a bank.
Mm-hmm.
His latest goes to his head. You know, I just talk. Anyway, look at Mercury. Mercury is very strong. I think it's Mercury Dasha. Okay. Time for a break or are there some more? Okay, this is the assignment. Now, now see, to take this thing further, the idea is what you have learned now in this particular slide is to be taken to another level. And how can you do that? Is by seeing more charts. That's the only way to do it. So, study the dashamsa of five cases of each. At least five of each. Make folders in your computer under the following heads. Politicians, doctors, lawyers, accountants, government officers, private sector executives, you know, these heads. And five charts in each. Put five of each. Study them. And give a small, maybe 3, 4, 5 lines. You know, just as we were discussing now. What is the salient things? What you saw? What did you understand? Okay? Take this as a project and start doing it. So, when you take this as a project and you start doing it, by the time you finish Nobel laureates, by the time you have come up to this point, believe me, you will become a master. You will be very good with handling careers and jobs and things like that. Because now, I think by now, you have got a framework in your head. Right? You were all, see in the beginning when I started, you were all like sort of partly spaced out. But by now you were clear, you were interfering. This is there, that is debilitated. This is a problem that these people face. We are talking of real life people and we are talking of problems. As we see that in the chat. Okay?
After the break, can you come to how...
After the break, we have another 42 slides to cover.
How do we cover changes in career? When, how to break when that happens?
Do we have that today or we are having that next class? This dashamsha is only 10. This is, I think, 10.02, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. 10.01, 2, 3. So far, I have prepared. Believe me, you will know the dashamsha by the time I leave. This is only the beginning. It's a big area, it's a very huge area. And I have to go step by step if I have to take you somewhere. Otherwise, it's like, yeah.
I just want to make.